Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. We all have moments when things catch up with us. You feel a little too stretched. You feel weighed down. You might feel weighed down by a particular issue, like your health has changed, or finances, or a significant person in your life is going through something difficult. Or you're very distracted by an unresolved situation that doesn't appear to have the ending you would have hoped for. So sometimes you feel as gray as the weather. Well, it sounds like the people of Israel had finally had enough of what they were dealing with, too. They had had it, and so they spoke up and gave Moses a piece of their mind. Hey, no food, no water, and we detest this miserable food. On top of that, poisonous snakes were killing them, and we think we have it bad. Upon realizing that complaining was not the way to go, they asked Moses to pray to God to do something. The answer was not what they expected. Look up at the bronze serpent God had Moses made. And Jesus refers to this passage as he talks about himself lifted up on the cross. Years ago, I learned a life lesson from God related to these readings today. Look up. I was studying during the summer at Seattle University in a master's in ministry program. And like the Israelites with Moses, and like those moments when we've all have had it, I had a moment that seemed too much. So I complained to my next door neighbor in the dorm. Instead of hearing, poor you, he said, let's go fly some kites. It was a windy afternoon in Seattle, so we went to Green Hill and unfurled some kites and looked up and kite flew for the longest time. Well, I think kite flying is an important metaphor for being a Christian every single day. Because when you fly a kite, you have to look up. When the people were asked to look up at the bronze serpent that Moses was holding on the stick, in looking up, that's when they received the life-giving grace. So in that first reading, we heard that bronze serpent was lifted up and then they lived. In the gospel, we heard, believe in Jesus Christ and live eternally. Jesus was lifted up on a cross. Therefore, looking up at Christ is healing. Almost every Christian sanctuary has a cross, whether it is forged of silver or twisted iron or polished wood or rough timber, no matter how elegant or simple, almost every Christian sanctuary has a cross as its central focal point. This is how it should be. All of the New Testament scriptures point to the cross as a defining center of Christ's redeeming work for us. His death on a Roman cross bridged the gap between our failures and sins and led to freedom and new life. Because of his death, we have received the power and the triumph through the grace of resurrection. The cross is the central symbol of our faith. Look at the cross above the altar. You have to look up. Whenever you raise your head, you are symbolically looking up to heaven. And if you've been looking down or feeling down, when you look up, it changes your perspective. And the perspective that the gospel gives us is that action is based on belief. In this Gospel of John, in the entire gospel, the word faith is never used as a noun. It is used as a verb. You need to do faith, engage faith, believe, and obey. But in the reading from Ephesians, the word faith is a noun. For by grace you have been saved through faith. So today we've come across a both and about faith. It is a verb and a noun. It is a gift to be used, a gift we did not earn. The gift points to God's lavish generosity, for God so loved the world. That is the beginning of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And the consequence of that gift was that Jesus died on the cross. So the cross is becoming our healing agent, leading us to eternal life. Now the structure of a cross is what supports the back of a kite. The cross is what supports the back of a kite. The horizontal arm of this cross needs to be stretched and bowed in order to receive the wind. We cannot be wishy-washy Christians, flabby without a backbone. In front of the kite are strings attached to the arms, and in the center is a guiding string. You have to hold on, and you have to let go at the same time. You have to hold on, and yet let the string out so the kite can soar with the wind. And the wind is the movement of the Spirit in your life, guiding you through gray days and stormy weather. Jesus said to Nicodemus in the verses before this gospel that the wind blows where it chooses, and you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who was born of the Spirit. And here is where the both and of faith comes in again. Through Christ, we have received the means not only to cope, but to soar. It is more than surviving, being battered by externals. It is more than reacting to externals. It is responding from the internal direction of the Spirit. In other words, through God's gift of grace, we have the power to choose direction. Through Christ, we exist in a relationship for the sake of eternal life. The relationship between the string you hold and the kite that soars is energy, the energy of the Spirit. You can feel the pull as the wind lifts the kite higher and higher. And so it is. The more we focus our relationship on Jesus Christ and open our hearts to the power of faith, we too can soar higher and higher. But all this takes an intentional decision. While you are kite flying, you need to look up. Concentrate on what is influencing the movement of the kite. We need to do the same in everyday life. Be aware of what is influencing your behavior. So I've come to imagine that the wood cross in the back of this kite is the cross of Christ, holding me up as I encounter life supported by the wind of the Spirit. The strings in front, which are also in the form of a cross, is the cross I carry, the life I am meant to embrace. And you hold the strings. It is your choice to look up. It is your choice to hold on and receive the power of the cross, the grace of God that enables you both to will and to do what you think God is asking of you. This offer to kite fly with and through God is an offer through God's love, and it's offered to the entire world. Faith is the grace to believe, and faith leads us to serve. Belief and good works are bound up together, all of it bound up in God. Today we engage another of our values, and we say these values guide us in becoming Christian and forming us as a community here. One of our parishioners will be giving a personal testimony on what this value means in her life, and the value is authentic. We need to become more and more authentic, more and more the truth that we are intended to be in this world. We can fly higher and higher if we look at the cross of Christ, because this cross is a living relationship of grace, a relationship with Jesus that gives us the power to rise above our gray days, to rise above our complaining. So through faith in Christ, we are redeemed, we are healed, and we are empowered to go into the world. Therefore, my friends, let us kite fly with and through God, with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls, and all our strength. Imagine yourself flying the kite of your life with faith. Hold on and look up. Why? For God so loved the world. For God so loves each and every one of you. Amen.